So we're going to continue talking about the Hosafos and Birkas Hamazon, such as Ritzei and Yal Viavo. Just a small ha'ara that the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yud Beis, points out, we're in Siman Kuf Peches. He just says, an interesting question. Why is it that we put Ritzei and Yala Viavo in the third bracha? Why in the third bracha? So the answer is because the third bracha is Bakashas Rachamim. Rachim is primarily the Bakasha benching, right? Reinu, Zunenu, Parnasenu. And Ritzei and Yala Viavo also are Bakashos, primarily. So that's where they belong. So then I was thinking, why is it that in Birkas HaMazon you have Hoda'ah in the middle, and in Shmonas you have Hoda'ah at the end? In other words, the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out, which is sort of an obvious point when you think about it, but I never thought about it, is that in Birkas HaMazon the Seder is Bakash at the end. And we know that Daf and Shmonas Rei, we have Bakash in the beginning, surrounded by Shvach and Hoda'ah. So I thought maybe the Pshat is that the Iker is always the middle. So Shmona Esrei, the Iker is really the Bakasha. And so we surround it by Shvach and Hodah. By Birkas HaMazon, Adrab, the Iker is Hodah. So the middle, the Iker, which bracha is Hodah in benching more than anything else? It's the middle one, Nodalacha, right? So therefore, we have Nodalacha in the middle, surrounded. So anyway, just a side hara. So I thought we would begin discussing the question of Bakashos on Shabbos, which comes up in the Siman. And it really comes up in two ways. First of all, we saw that there's a machlokas rishonim, whether you have to change the bracha of Rachim for Shabbos. As we mentioned, Rachim is a bracha that has Bakashos in it. And the Rush and Tosvos and the like quote the view of Rabbeinu Yosef, who interprets the Gemara as saying that on Shabbos, it's a question of the Girsa somewhat, but Shabbos, you can't say Rachim. By Rav Yosef Piresh, de Rachim hu Lashon Tefila, ve'en lomer b'Shabbos Lashon Tefila, aval Nachim, eino Lashon Tachanunim, ela kamo hi Nachim al hara la'mecha. So you have to switch from Rachem to Nachem, and the Chasima is v'nachmenu, and the like. And this might also be the Svar of the Rif, who might say, there's a question what the Rif exactly holds, but who might be saying that, again, the Gemara is saying that on Shabbos you have to have a different Nusach than during the week. The Rosh and Tosfos reject this, not because they think you're allowed to say Bakashos on Shabbos, but they go to Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi says, Tofes brachos kachu. The Yerushalmi itself addresses the question of saying, of the question of whether you're allowed to say bakashos in benching on Shabbos. You have to change it. And it says, no, it's tofes brachos kachu. And Tosfos and Rush both apply this here in rejecting this view. The Lashon of Tosfos, this is Tosfos mem chesam ed beis, velo nehira, da'ko mashma lashon tachnunim. First of all, even if you change it from Rachim to Nachim, there's still Tachanunim. Ve'en lahakbid, afil li have b'lashon bakasha, kedam Rabbi Yerushalmi de Shabbos, ve'perkei lukshareim, mahu lomar ro'enu zunenu parneseinu b'Shabbos. It's actually interesting because the problem is if you have the gear of re'enu. Re'enu is lashon bakasha, and therefore the Yerushalmi says, can we include that? Do we have to omit those bakashos from benching on Shabbos? And the Yerushalmi says, no, you do not have to. I'm really tofes brachos kachu. And therefore, Toso says a very strong lashon. He says, it's a minhag shtus, those who are mishana from chol. So the first thing we have to figure out is what is the gedder of that Isra Tachanunim and the gedder of tofes brachos kachu. We see it's debated. Another place that this comes up in this siman is with respect to saying harachmans on Shabbos. The Torah says in Siman Kuf Peites, we'll get there soon, that nagu harech lachar birkas hamaz barchas atova meitiv beharachaman. So there were minhagim, as we do, that you add these extra bakashos at the end of benching or after benching. Part of the issues actually might be to what degree are they part of benching, but that's the minhag. So could you say these on Shabbos? So the Beis Yosef has a machlokas about that. Can they be said on Shabbos? Do we apply the principle of tovis brachos kachu? So let's actually take a step back and talk about the nature of the iser of bakashos on Shabbos a little bit, then we'll return to this particular question. So the Gemara, let's ask a different question. Why don't we say the weekday Shmon Esrei on Shabbos, right? The Shabbos Shmon Esrei, for the most part, we take out the bakashos in the middle. Now, there are some, you know, to some degree, there are bakashos in the Shabbos Shmon Esrei as well. Tayli Beinu Lavdu Chabiyamas, and even Ritzei has bakashos and the like. But most of the bakashos are removed from the Shabbos Shmon Esrei. So why is that? So it's interesting because the Bavli on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph sounds like it has nothing to do with the fact that these things shouldn't be said on Shabbos. It's simply because Shmona Esrei would be too long. And there's a nafka mina. The Gemara says, Hani b'nei bei rav, deto umad kri dechol b'shabbos. Mahu shiyigmeru. Let's say a person messed up. He started atachonin ladam das on Shabbos. Should he finish the bracha? V'amarlan, gomrin kolosa bracha. Yes, you don't finish all the bakashas, but at least you finish whatever bracha you're in the middle of. Hasam gavar bar chiyuvahu, v'rabanan hu deloat rechuhu mishum kavu Shabbos. And the reason is, it's part of a different discussion, but for our purposes, the reason is because really, you should say these bakashos on Shabbos, but rabanan hu deloat rechuhu. It would be too much of a tircha. Shmona Esrei with the Shabbos editions, as well as the whole weekday Shmona Esrei, it would be a big tircha. So there's nothing fundamentally wrong with saying bakashos on Shabbos. So if you started the bracha, you should finish. And that's the Bavli. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos that we just saw Tosos and our Sugya in the Rush quote has a different answer. Again, it's not directly addressing this question. It's addressing the question of the Lashon of Birkas HaMazon, but it sounds like it might have a different approach. It says over there, Tini Asar Litzvah Tzrachav B'Shabbos. It is prohibited to ask requests of God on Shabbos. Rabbi Zeira Sha'al Rabbi Chia Bar Ba. Ma'u Lameimar Reinu Parnaseinu. Can you say Reinu Parnaseinu on Shabbos, which are Bakashos? Amar Lei, Tofes Brachos Kach Hein. What does that mean? So first, let's try to understand what's wrong with bakashos on Shabbos. We look at the Oneg Karban Eda, and that Gemara says, "Lefi shemechlal Oneg Shabbos hu shiachshov ha'adam kilu kol malachto asui v'ashal tzvachav hu mare behepach v'gam mevi dai gabalibo." First of all, we should feel Oneg on Shabbos, not worried. Once you start asking for things, the requests reflect an angst, a neediness, a dependency. And moreover, you're going to remind yourself, once you start davening to your parnasa on Shabbos, you can remind yourself, oh, yeah, 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 I need a parnasa. And that's going to take away from your own Shabbos. That's the Karban Eidus Mahalech. So then the Gemara asks, what about Re'enu Zumenu? Because these are bakashos. Please be our roeh. Please be mefarnesas. And the answer is tofes brachos nusach habracha kachu vein l'shamas michol l'shabbos shelo yizbalbel bebirchasa. So the Karban Eda says, what's the pshat? In theory, actually, we should have removed them. Sounds like we should have taken out re'enu parnaseinu. Sort of interesting that we only are bothered by those. But imagine how confusing benching would be, especially if you don't have a bencher. You took out those two words, and therefore we don't. In theory, it sounds like we should. So in the Amida, there's no issue because we just take out the whole middle. But to take out some selective words, that would be too confusing. That's the way the Karban Eda understands the Yerushalmi. The Pnei Moshe says, Tofes brachos kachin, ma shehu nusach habracha hi kach, lo yishana, the lo amru ela shalo, lahosif betachanunim, avatzrachav kederach shu osibuchol. They left things as they were, They just said you shouldn't add things. In other words, the geder of the Isser, Litvos Rachav B'Shabbos, is to add new things. Sort of interesting. It actually sounds like if you learn like the Pnei Moshe, it could be that the Bavli and Yerushalmi don't disagree. In other words, if you asked me from the Yerushalmi, what's the reason why we take out the middle Bakashos and Shmona Esrei, I would have said, because they're Bakashos, right? And it's Aser Litvots Rachav B'Shabbos, in which case the Bavli, which says that the reason is because of Tircha, is against the Yerushalmi. According to the Pnei Moshe, not necessarily. Because the Yerushalmi is saying that we left everything as it is. That isn't a violation of Tviyas Tzrachav B'Shabbos. The Isser Tviyas Tzrachav B'Shabbos is to be Mosif B'Tachanunim. So it could be that there's no... The reason why we don't say the middle Brachos and Shmona Esrei and Shabbos is because of what the Bavli says. There would be nothing wrong other than with the issue of Tircha to add things to your Shema, to say the Bakashas. What you can't do is to add things, right? During the weekday, we could add things. We're Mosif. And that's what's Aser on Shabbos. And that would, by the way, explain the obvious question, which is, I had thought that the Pashup Shad, the Bavli, and Yerushalmi were disagreeing with each other. Because Yerushalmi holds as an Isser Tzvias Tzrachim B'Shabbos, and the Bavli clearly doesn't. And then I was surprised. Why is Tosfos Rush in our Sugya, the Beis Yosef on our Simen, quoting this Yerushalmi? So the Yerushalmi is a Leva Tilchazot, but we pass on like the Bavli. The Bavli disagrees. And we certainly pass on like the Bavli, meaning to everybody agrees that if you do start the Bracha and Shmona Esrei, then you would finish. So, but if you learn like the Pnei Moshe, perhaps there's not a Stiva. It's not, they're addressing two different issues. So turning to the Beis Yosef about the Harachamans. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Shibole HaLeket, that based off of the Yerushalmi, says, D'mehidi Yerushalmi de'amar le'tofes brachos kachu, yesh mochichin de'en lamayit b'harachaman, sh'arei tofes brachos kachu, v'chein mochiach harav ben yamin. Good. So... the Shibulei Aleket says you should say Harachamant on Shabbos because Tofes Brachos Kachu. The Beis Yosef disagrees. Says, I disagree. Why? Because this isn't part of the actual bracha. This is a Tosefes at the end of Berakas HaMazon. So therefore, it's not included in the answer of Tofes Brachos Kachu. Tofes Brachos Kachu is something like Re'enu Zunenu. You have a couple of words in the middle of the bracha. So says the Beis Yosef, that to omit those on Shabbos is a problem. We say Tovis Brachos Kachu. But if you just take off all the Harachamans, that's not a reason. The Beis Yosef didn't say that you should say Harachamans on Shabbos. He's ambiguous. He just doesn't think that the Shibole Haleket's explanation is correct. Do Sfardim say Harachamans on Shabbos? They do. So I don't think that's against the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef just thought that the raya the Shibulei HaLeket brought was not a good raya. Now, returning. So what would the Shibulei HaLeket say back to the kasha of the Beis Yosef? So perhaps he would say something along the lines of the Pnei Moshe. If you look at Pnei Moshe, the only issue of Litvot Tzrachav B'Shabbos is what does Tovis Brachos Kachu mean? Does Tovis Brachos Kachu mean that since, you know, if you take out words in the middle of the bracha, you'll be Meval Bel? That's the way the Beis Yosef understood it, right? The Beis Yosef read the Yerushalmi like who? Like the Karban Eda. So if you learn like the Karban Eda, then the Shibulei HaLeket is wrong, right? This is a bad application, just because you're not going to get confused by taking off all the Rachmans. But maybe if you read it like the Pnei Moshe, it's not a raya. Why? Because what did the Pnei Moshe say? Pnei Moshe says, anytime you're not being Mosif Tachanunim, it's not a chisaron of Litvot Tzrachav. So that's what the Yerushalmi is saying. Yerushalmi is saying, Tovis Brachos Kachu means, as long as you say the thing you always say, right? The standard thing that's mutter on Shabbos. So your standard benching includes Harachamans? Yes, it does. So memela, you should say it. I think Rabbi Willie once told me he only says harachmans on Shabbos. The opposite. What's the pshat? It's not only. During the week, he never has time to say harachmans. Rabbi Willie is mamish. Every moment of his day is very busy with very important work. So if he had a couple of minutes, he would say harachman. But usually, you know, he's got to move on to the next pressing matter. So we'll talk about that next time, but you can omit harachmans in that case. Shabbos is the only time the whole week he's a little bit relaxed. He doesn't have an appointment the moment he finishes benching. So then he says harachmans. Anyway, so... The point is that Tovis Brachos Kachu, this machlokas between the Karbon Eidah and the Pnei Moshe might be the same machlokas as the between the Shibuli Halaket and the Beis Yosef. Shibuli Halaket thinks Tovis Brachos Kachu means there's no issue of Tvias Tzrachan on Shabbos if you do it on Shabbos like you do it during the weekday. And so, since we bench during the weekday with Harachman, so you could say them on Shabbos. Beis Yosef is saying with Karbon Eidah. No, it means that we don't want to start playing around with the nusach. We don't want to take out Reinu Zuneinu. That'll get you all confused. But to remove the harachmans, which are just this add-on after benching, no problem. So that's very interesting. I saw the Sheil Satshuvos Tara Lishma says a similar type of approach on this topic. That his conclusion is that in Asur Ella Litva Davar Mechuda Shena Ragil Bo V'chol Atam Hu Misham Oneg Shabbos Shelo Yavu Daga Belibo. Could be that the reason is the same reason that the Karbon Eidah said, because Shelo Yavu Daga Belibo. But if you're just saying the same thing as you say every day, most people don't have that. That's not going to be Machnas Daga Belibo. It's not going to stir their Oneg Shabbos. Now again, the maila of the Pnei Moshe's pshat slash the what we're saying is the Shibuli Halaket's pshat is then the Bavli and Yerushalmi aren't in any way disagreeing with each other. But either way, even the Beis Yosef, I think, assumes that the Bavli and Yerushalmi aren't disagreeing because the Beis Yosef takes for granted that we paskin like the Yerushalmi. I also saw, though, interestingly enough, that the Machzor Vitri says like the reason of the Yerushalmi to explain why we don't have Bakashas Tzrachim on Shabbos. He says, why we don't have the regular brachos of the Amid on Shabbos. Simin Kof Mem, he says, V'mumis Baal Yudchas Tfilos, Hu Nizkar Maisav, Umeitzar, V'nimtza Shem Shamayim Mischalel. Shemechalo asa Shabbos, lefikach takinu rabbanan tefila, she'en batzar mishom davar sheba'ochla. It's no tzar in Shabbos Shrona Esrei, Shabbos Amida. One way or the other, it's sort of interesting because that works with the Yerushalmi, but it's against the Bavli. But it's hard to imagine you passing like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. Anyway, and where is he getting it from? Even Yerushalmi didn't say that explicitly, right? But it is a Medrash Rab, Medrash Tanchuma, by Yerub Simon Aleph, says, Atamotze Yudchas Mispalalim B'chol Yom, Ve'enan Kulan L'Shvacho Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elas Shalosh Rishonos, Shal Sachronos, Shishtayim Esrei Brachos, Kulan L'Tzarko, Shal Adam. Ulefikach, Enos Palam B'Shabbos Shmon Esrei, Shem Yiyachol L'Besoch Beiso, Nizkar B'Rofei Choy L'Yamo Yisrael, V'Hum Eitzar. V'Shabbos Nitnal Yisrael L'Kedusha, L'Oneg U'Leminucha, V'Lo L'Tzar. So it's sort of interesting. Again, the Medrash, like the Machzor Vitri, uses this idea to explain why we have a different one Esrei on Shabbos. Again, what's sort of interesting is it seems to be against the Bavli. Now, I saw also that the Rush quotes the Rimi Lunil, who says something interesting also, because in order to stem the Bavli with Yerushalmi, says that it's only Atachonein that you would finish, but not the other brachos. An interesting point. So again, just to summarize so far, we have two makolos. We have the Yerushalmi that says that you don't take out Reinu Zuneinu because Tofis Brachos Kachu. We have the Bavli who says that you finish the bracha if you started an error, because the only reason why we don't have the middle brachos is because of tircha. It seems that all thinkers accept both sources. And the question is, as we've seen, how you resolve them. And we considered a couple of approaches. There is another Bavli that might be relevant to this. It's a Gemara on Shabbos, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, going on to Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara there is talking about Bikur Cholim on Shabbos. If you remember when we did Hilchos Avelos, we did this Gemara. And it's actually paskened both in Hilchos Bikur Cholim, as well as in Hilchos Shabbos. So it's in Yorda and in Or Chaim. Hanechna Savakas Achayla Omer. So there are different answers. Shabbos Himaliza Kafur Krova Lava was the first answer. In other words, we remind ourselves that we can't cry out on Shabbos. And there are five different answers, actually, what you should do. Reb Yossi says, Hamaku Yirachim Alecha B'Soch Shachol Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Keman Azla Hadam Rabbi Chanina Mishi Yesh L'Chol B'Soch Beisot Tzarech Shi Arvenu. That's what we paskin. Anyway, it's all discussion, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins that when you visit a chol on Shabbos, you have to add Shabbos Him Elizok. That's what it says in Yordaya, Shin Lamed Hevav, in Or Chaim, Reish Pei Zayin Aleph, it even adds Shabbos Him Elizok, Rufur Korov Alavav, Racham of Meruba, Veshifto Vashalom. The Ramah says that the Ashkenazim don't say Racham of Merubin for some reason. One way or the other, what do we see? What does this tell us? That we have to be very careful, right? Why? Because what's going to happen? You're going to be doing Bikur Cholim and you're going to start crying. So what's wrong with crying? So everybody agrees that you can't cry on Shabbos. That's for sure. Now, there's even a Bavli, it's clear. The Bavli just thinks that concern doesn't seems to stink. The Pashup Shat, though, maybe not. But the Pashup Shat in Bavli is that's not a good enough reason not to say the middle brachos. Why? Lamaisa, you manage on Tuesday to say the middle brachos without crying in the middle. But when it comes to davening for chola, so that's why it's very important to remind yourself, Shabbos Him Elizok. And that's why, of course, when we daven for chol on Shabbos, there's a whole shaila if the mishaberech is appropriate on Shabbos or not. Because really, you shouldn't say mishaberech for chol on Shabbos. We the minhag is to do it, but again, to remind ourselves, Shabbos Him Elizok. So, okay, good. So if we start turning to Shulchan Aruch, we see the Shulchan Aruch addressing this question of b'kos on Shabbos in a number of different places. And it's actually very confusing what we really paskin. Because it's not only that, on the one hand, I should say, some things we say during the week, we don't say on Shabbos. On the other hand, there's some things that seem to be introduced on Shabbos dafka, even though they're bakashos. So one example is Yikum Purka. That's bakashos. We don't even say that during the week, so we can't really say Tovas Brachos Kachel. If we said Yikum Purkam every Tuesday, so then we could say, it's okay, we say it on Shabbos also, Tovas Brachos Kachel. So the Ramah in Reish Pei Dalet of Zion addresses that issue, and he writes, the minhag is to say Yikum Purkam, v'ein b'zeh mishum iser tchina b'Shabbos. Why isn't it aser? Doesn't say. He just says, it's not. So, and by the way, Yikum Purkan is not just something that the Ramah made up. It's a Zohar. The Zohar says, Sha'omim b'shas, Sha'omim at the time of Hotzah, Sefer Torah, and Shabbos, Baruch Shmei Demare Alma. So we say Baruch Shmei during the week also, unless we're from 4 years. Whereas they don't say it on Shabbos either, I guess. But the Zohar sounds like you say it just on Shabbos. Anyway, so again, we have this concept of introducing bakashos on Shabbos. How could that be? Again, Baruch Shmei, if you learn like the approach that we said before, that if it's the same thing as during the week, that would be okay. Yikum Purkan, it's sort of hard to say. So one answer we could give is really the Isser of bakashos trachim on Shabbos is only when there's a particular concern, you're going to start crying. So nobody starts crying in the middle of Yom Kippur. So it's mutter. You don't even need Tofes Brachos Kachu. Or if we want to say it a little differently, the principle of Tofes Brachos Kachu is, as understood by the Shibulei Halaket and the Pnei Moshe and the like, is that bakashos on Shabbos that are likely to be lacrimose, tear-producing, so those are things that we shouldn't say on Shabbos. Again, a similar issue comes up in terms of why we're allowed to say Birkas HaChodesh on Shabbos. Again, what a beautiful tefillah, Yehi Ratzon. Again, we only seem to say that on Shabbos. So how could that be? So there are different answers. There are different answers to this question, but the Pashta seems to be that that is a type of tefillah that's not going to produce crying. It's primarily the types of tefillos that are aser are personal petitions. And that's why davening for the chol is aser, and you have to say Shabbos Simelizot, you have to remind yourself. And I saw that answer. There's a tshuva from Reb Chaim Berlin. It's an Etziv's son, also yeshiva. But he says that that's basically the gather of the yeser. The gather of the yeser is personal petitions, special petitions, additional petitions. Those are the types of things that are likely to produce tears on Shabbos. Okay. So there's an interesting question. There's an interesting Mishnah Berurah that I can't say I really understand, but that he says like this. There's a discussion. We know that normally you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, but if a Tainus Chalom is mutter. And now the question is, if you have to make a Tainus Chalom on Shabbos, what about saying the tefillah that's said in the end of Shmoneh Esrei for someone who's being misaneh? So the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah both say that you can. You could say Elokai Achilon Sarti. So the Magen Avraham says, why? Because that's vidui. Vidui is not bechlal shelas tzrachim. Okay. And the Magen Avraham really sounds like the theory we've been saying. He writes, V'davka k'shpalal, when is it aser? V'davka k'shmespalal al choli o parnasa. V'dom elo shiesh lo tzar, shiesh tzar lefanav. In other words, what's aser? To be mespalal for your parnasa, to be mespalal for a chola. You have this tzar. You have this tzar, so you're davening. That's when a person is likely to fall apart, to feel the pain, to start to cry. That's when it's aser. But this is vidui. So I think the Magen Avraham Mamish sounds like what I was saying. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah had something which is even more, I thought, very interesting. He writes over there that you could also say the Yehi Ratzon, even though, right, there's that Yehi Ratzon that you say, Shelo Echtod. Why isn't that a Bakasha? So he says, because of this point. He says, let's read you the lesson in the Mishnah Berurah. This is, by the way, Simon Reish Pei Ches. Mishnah Berurah. Demut Kasu Achronim. This is quoting the Magen Avraham, but he adds something. Demutter Lomar B'Shabbos Alokai Achelon Otsati V'chulei Yehi Ratzon V'chulei. Deinu Asa Shel Tzrachav Elak Shemavakish Acholi O Parnasa B'Dome. In other words, even this Yirason that you're saying, Shalo Echta'od, is included in the Heter. So it turns out then, it seems to me, that the Isser of Bakasha on Shabbos is quite narrow, right? It's davening for Chola, which even then we tend to be Megal on if you say Shabbos Himalizok, though that's permissible when you're doing Biker Cholim. It's less clear it's permissible for general davening, that might be aser. except in extreme emergencies. If we have time, we could talk about that. So what's aser to daven for challah? What's aser to daven for parnasa, especially your own personal tefillos? But other types of bakashos, especially the bakashos that are in the tefillah, whether they're said during the week or even ones that aren't said during the week, we seem to allow for it. Another sort of interesting thing, I don't want to get into it much, but I thought it was interesting, is how Yantif plays into the whole thing. On the one hand, the Magen Avraham says Yantif, we're a little more makel. In other words, we allow for tachanunim to a greater degree. How do I know that? What do we say on Yantif? Well, among other things, we say Yisker. What's sort of interesting, though, is on Shabbos, we say Avarachamim, we say Tzidkascha, but we don't say them on Yantif. And so when Shabbos falls out on Yantif, they're omitted. Sort of interesting, which is, so we won't say Yisker, but we will. So it's an interesting question, which is worse. But the Magen Avraham assumes that we're a little more flexible on Yantif and even more flexible on Yom Kippur. Fine. So there's a Rivash that says Hakol Afi Aminag, and in a certain sense, that's sort of what it comes down to. But really, I think that's the Iker Hadavar. That what's really Aser is Bakashos of Parnasa, of Rachamim, of specific personal Bakashos. Now, is there an exception for Sarche Ruchnias? So the Or Zarua sounds like not, but the Ol Moed says yes. Ol Moed says it's Aser to be Shalot Rachav B'Shabbos. That's like Tzarchei Parnasaso. Aval Motor Levakesh Rachman Dainu Hachazirenu B'Tshuva Shleimo Kiyotze Bo. Ah. So I had a Makor. What's the Makor for this Ol Moed? Why would you be Mechalik? So I thought it's based off of a different medrash. It's in Vayikra Rabbah, last week's parsha, Parshas Bahar, Parsha Lamed Daled. It says like this: Mimtzo chafzacha mikan aser la'adam l'tvoa tzrachav b'Shabbos. Then that's the kasha from Me'enu Zunenu Parnasenu, and it answers Tofes Brachos Kachi. Oh, so if you assume that the problem of bakasha on Shabbos, it's not because of the tears. It's because of mimso chavtucha. So then we'd say, yeah, chavtucha surim, chavte shamayim, mar mutarim. So mimela, it's going to be mutter. So I thought maybe that's the pshat in the Ol Moed. And, you know, just to add to it a little bit, right? When it comes to other tzrachim, as we saw alluded to before, a person's attitude on Shabbos has to be, call melachtecha asuya, right? Shabbos comes and I'm done. All the unfinished projects and things I need to do, you should feel like you're done. So davening for those things is mamish astira, like we saw, to the menucha of Shabbos. Because when you're davening, you feel needy, you feel dependent, you feel incomplete. But that wouldn't basically be true for Melech HaShemayim. Melech HaShemayim, you're supposed to feel like you've achieved Avas Hashem and you're Shemayim and perfection and all. Oh, I don't think that's what Melech Tocha Asuya does. It's not talking about Ruchnias Dech Melecha. So Memela, then it's okay. In other words, like the Medrash says, it's Mimsoch Haftocha. I saw that in the Halicha Shlomo, from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, he's making like this Ol Moed, that in Yanei Shamayim, it's okay. Yeah, okay.
I got to ask everyone in Rosh if they're not.
Really?
But
Rosh Shachter is making, okay. So now that I looked into it. Yeah, it's, you can take a look. It's Halicha Shlomo Tfila Perk Yudalit Sif Yudalit. So Reshechter was also Mekel. Good. So it's a machlokas Rishonim in the end of the day between the Orzeru and the Ol Moed. But okay. Good. Now, so going back to the question that initially brought us in, right? So in terms of the question of Rachim, Certainly, we paskin that you could say regular rachim on Shabbos, and in terms of the harachamans, so I think we accept that you can say the harachamans, and you do. They I've heard in the name of the Gra not to say the harachamans. No, I didn't see that quoted anywhere. I couldn't find a source for that. But again, it is the Beis Yosef argues for that. But it's very hard to understand. In light of the Makaros we've seen and the other types of things that we do on Shabbos. There's an interesting, the Gemara says, has a suffix, if you forget say Aleviyavo on Rosh Chodesh, does the bracha that you say, if you remember before you start Tatova Meitiv, does it have a chasima or not? We paskin that it does not have a chasima on Rosh Chodesh. So what's the reason? So there's two possibilities. It could be because it's not really a yantif, and therefore they didn't give it a chasima, or it could be because it's a bracha ktsara. So what would the nafkamina be? The nafkamina would be Rosh Hashanah. Why is that a nafkamina? Because Rosh Hashanah is certainly a yantif, but it's ktsara. Why is it ktsara? Because what do we leave out in Rosh Hashanah of the bracha? Simcha, right? So it's just like Rosh Chodesh. It has the short bracha. So if you think that the reason for the chasima here is because it's a complex bracha, because it's longer, it has multiple themes, so then Rosh Hashanah is a bracha ktsara. There should be no chasima. But if you think that the reason that Rosh Chodesh doesn't get a bracha is because it's not really a yantif, so then Rosh Hashanah is a yantif. L'chor, there's a debate between the Magen Avraham and the Knesset HaGedolah, whether we're chosim on Rosh Hashanah or not. Take a look. It's cited in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yotes, also in the Magen Avraham. According to Magen Avraham, the whole reason we're not chosim on Rosh Chodesh is because it's a bracha ketzara, and therefore Rosh Hashanah, since you don't mention Sasam L'simcha, it's also ketzara. And that basically is the sheet of the Tosos HaRash. If you remember when we learned this again, we mentioned the Tosos HaRash says that the two questions of the Gemara are actually Tali HaBaha. Right? The Gemara has two questions. One is, do you say Sasam Simcha on Rosh Chodesh? Two is, does Rosh Chodesh have a chsima? Says the Tosos HaRash, Hainu Hach. If you mention Sasam Simcha, then it's a long bracha and it has a chsima. If you don't mention Sasam Simcha, short bracha, there's no chsima. That's basically the view of the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham says, so Memela on Rosh Hashanah, it's a short bracha because you omit Sasam Simcha, there's also no chasima. The Knesset Gedolah disagrees. The Knesset Gedolah says, why don't you have to have a chasima on Rosh Chodesh because there's no Chiyuv Suda? Rosh Hashanah, there is a Chiyuv Suda. You should be chosim. Because we pass when it's also Lasanos. And the Shart Tzion, Sifkan Tesvav adds, even if you say we do paskin that it's Mutar Lasanos, you don't have to go back. But why? But Yantif is still more chashuv. And the reason why we don't have chasima on Rosh Chodesh is because it's not a Yantif. So that's an interesting machlokas achronim, which maybe is really a machlokas rishonim, about the reason for the lack of chasima on Rosh Chodesh. Sifres, we have the question of whether you would repeat benching on Shal Shudas if you forgot Ritzei. And the tour explains it is totally on whether you think there's a chiyuv to have pas at Shal Shudas. If you think that you have to have pas in Shal Shudas, then you may have to repeat benching if you forget Ritzei. How do we paskin? So we paskin that since it's a machlokas, whether you need to have pas or not, it's a suffix. Obviously, we try to be machmir like the view that you should have pas by Shal Shudas, but it's midei sveika lo nafka, and therefore, with respect to suffix brachos, you would not repeat benching. And therefore, if a person forgot ritzia at shalosh shudas machma suffix, you wouldn't repeat benching. That's the psalm.
By the way, does the Gra agree with that?
I don't know.
This relates to the question you were asking last time about Chol HaMoed.
Right, but I don't see why it's the same shaila. The Gra disagrees by Chol HaMoed, because he paskins like the Tashbates that there's a chiyuv to have a suda on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, we don't have that Tashbates, but the Tashbates that the Beis Yosef quotes. So therefore, since there's a chiyuv suda on Chol HaMoed, so memela, if you forgot Yalav, you have to repeat benching. But that's not the same question of whether you have to about Shal Shudas. There's no question if you paskin that you need pass on Shal Shudas, then yes, in fact, you would have to repeat. Now, there's actually a very interesting idea that the Rav Yah says, that's quoted by the Beis Yosef over here. The Rav Yah says, the Beis Yosef cites him, Dekevan dinahug alma lahazkir, the gam birech aldas lahazkir, shabye ale kechova, uki haigavna pasak beha gabet filas arvis, afal pishi rishos, given shiskal espal shabye ale kechova. So it sounds like he's saying, just like Mariv, even though originally it was a rishos, but we accepted it upon ourselves as a chova, and now we treat it as a chova, so too. Shal shudis on pas, and therefore the need to say ritzei, shavye alei kechova, and you have to repeat. And the basis says, yeah, but the Tumas Hadeshen disagrees. And in the Shulchan Aruch, passings like the Tumas Hadeshen against this Rav Yah. Now, this very interesting idea of shavye kechova, what difference does that make, shavye kechova? But Medina, it's not a chiyav, right? So can we make it into a chova? Well, maybe you can. By Marv, we made it into a chova. But how would that apply for Shal Shudas? So either way, I thought it was a very interesting idea, and we don't paskin like it, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that way. But then I saw the Aruch HaShulchan over here says something very interesting. He writes, Vim kein, nehi de Rabbeinu Abeis Yosef, sasam de insach lachzor mipnei hasafek, kamuvan, Aval misha kibel alav lechova lechol shalosh shudos vaday tzarich lachzor came to suffer lay ledina shechayav lechol. If you're mekabel upon yourself to have pas for shalosh shudos, then if you forgot ritzei, you'd have to repeat benching. Now, this is a very strange idea because in the end of the day, it's a suffix, it's a machlokas. So yes, I try to be machmir. But like the Beis Yosef says, midei sveik alo nafka. Just because I decide to be machmir isn't machmir the shayla. And you'll say, but no, because once you are mekabel on yourself, teach al shudis, so now it becomes a chova. Yeah, but maybe that's medin neder. Let's say a person makes a neder to eat a meal on Rosh Chodesh and they forget yalav v'yavo. Would they have to repeat benching? Of course not. Because it's not Alts Rosh Chodesh, so to hear, it's not Alts Shabbos. So the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be assuming, I don't think we would probably paskin like this Aruch HaShulchan, it's a big chiddush, but it's hard to know. What the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be assuming is that this isn't just a random Kabbalah, like in the case of a neder, a guy decides to take a neder to eat a bread on Rosh Chodesh. No, this is kimlei, like the shitos who hold your chayev to eat pas. And since you've accepted their view, such that now you're chayev to eat pas, memela, you've accepted their view also with respect to the obligation to repeat benching, if you forget, ritzei. Quite a fascinating idea. In Siftes, we have the Shulchan Aruch says that, let's say, all three people forgot to bench. I'm sorry, they forgot to say Yalav Yavo, or they forgot to say Ritzei, so all three of them have to repeat benching, but you wouldn't repeat the Zimun. We saw, though, that the Ritva in Ar Gemara disagrees, says, no, you would repeat Zimun. So what does it depend on? So maybe it depends on whether Zimun is an independent mitzvah or not. If you think Zimun is independent, so then you'd say, like the Shulchan Aruch, you already yotzei your mitzvah Zimun. If you think that Zimun is just a chalak of benching, so since I'm not Yotzei benching, then I need a Zimun again. In which case, it's interesting, because the Shulchan Aruch then would be paskening like it's an independent mitzvah. However, it could be it's a different machlok. It could be everybody agrees that Zimun is not an independent mitzvah. Everybody agrees Zimun is part of benching. The machlokas is a little different. The machlokas is whether benching without Ritzei, or without Menam Ora, is zero, or no, it's a valid benching. You just have to repeat benching because you're chayav in the Menam Ora. I think we mentioned this possibility when we read the Gemara the first time. And this is actually a debate. Tosfos says the following discussion. Tosa discussions. Let's say I forgot Yalav Yavo Mincha Rosh Chodesh. So I don't remember till Rosh Chodesh is afterwards. So do we say I have to daven Tashlumin because I wasn't Yotze Mincha because I forgot Yalav Yavo? We know you're Pichmon Esrei if you forget Yalav Yavo. It's a zero. Or do we say no, that by davening Tashlumin, I would be able to say Yalav Yavo on my Tashlumin, so the Mela doesn't help. In other words, I was Yotze Shmon Esrei. So that's a machlokas over there. And it could be that the same machlokas would be over here between the Rishonim as to whether you repeat Zimun or not. If you hold that it is a Birkas HaMazon, you just have to repeat it, Birkas HaMazon, in order to say the Mena Ma'orah, but it is Birkas HaMazon, so then you wouldn't have to say Zimun again. Okay, Sif Yud. So this is perhaps one of the most lemaisa parts of our whole Siman. And that is the following shaila. The shaila is, do you say ritzei when you bend for shalosh hodes after it's dark outside? Do we say that since Shabbos is over, there's no ritzei or not? And im tirtzeh lomar, you do say ritzei. What about if Sunday's Rosh Chodesh? What do you do in that case? And what about Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh? A lot of times people go ahead and they bench for their Sudas Purim after Purim's already over. Do you say Alan Yisim? So the Beis Yosef tells us that this is a Machlokes HaRishonim. And there's two basic positions, but we have to think carefully about what exactly their positions are, and that will help us address some of these questions. So we'll start with the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes a Tshuvas HaRash that you should not say Ritzei. Im hischil lechol b'Shabbos samach lechashecha b'chashcha lo kodem gmar sudaso kasav harash b'tshuva she'en lo lahazkir klal shel Shabbos b'chol. Now we're going to see the Rush brings two rayos, and we have to analyze those two rayos because they're both seemingly very problematic, and I think the rayos teach us something very important about the Rush's perspective on these questions. Raya number one that the Rush brings. Midi davi atzilas milcha shel Shabbos. Shimlo isbala lo sam isbala b'motze Shabbos dayim. Shalchol? Ki ein lahazkir shel Shabbos b'chol. Afal pishin eschay tzilo zu b'Shabbos. Says the Rush, look, if I forget mincha on Shabbos, I have to do tashlumin motze Shabbos. Which tashlumin do I do? Do I do the Shabbos tashlumin? No. I do weekday tashlumin. So too, over here, since I'm benching and it's already dark outside, I shouldn't say Ritzai. So this is a very strange raya. As the Magen Avraham notes, this is not comparable because by Tashlumin, the point is that this is a new tefillah. I missed Mincha. Now there's an opportunity at the time of Maariv to do a makeup. So since it's Maariv now, it's weekday now, the makeup tefillah is a chol tefillah. It doesn't make sense to do a Shabbos tefillah now. But in the case of saying Ritzei, it's totally different. In the case of saying Ritzei, the time, I haven't missed anything. So since the Mechayev for benching was on Shabbos, after all I ate on Shabbos, I should say Ritzei. It's not like Tashlumin. Seems to me that the Rush holds that since I missed the Shabbos tefillah, if I missed Mincha Shabbos afternoon, so really I should do Tashlumin of a Mincha of Shabbos. In other words, I should, right? Yes, and that's except what? Except there's a rule. The rule is you can't say Shabbos b'chol. So therefore, I have no choice. I have to say the weekday Shmon Esrei, and that's really his lashon. His lashon is kiein. Why don't you say the Shabbos Shmon Esrei at Mincha? I mean at Maariv when you're doing Tashlumin. Kiein lahazkir shel Shabbos b'chol. So too over here. In other words, that's really what Tashlumin is. Tashlumin isn't something new. Now we'll see those who disagree with the Rosh. They seem to understand Tashlumin differently. Tashlumin is something new. I missed A, so as a makeup for A, I could do B. No, the way the Rosh says it is really what I should be doing is I should say a weekday Shmona Esrei for Maariv and then a Shabbat Shmona Esrei for Tashlumin. The only reason I don't is because it's Asher to be Maskir Shachol. Shel Shabbos Bechol. And here too, then you can't say Ritzai. That's right, number one of the Rosh. Yes, Moshe.
Question?
Yeah.
But we have other Tashlumin. For example, if you miss Shacharis, you'd have Mincha, you say Shalom Rav, Nasim Shalom. And on Shabbos, if you miss Maariv, you say, you don't say Ataki Dashto, you say Yismach Moshe twice.
Right? So, first of all, I don't know what the Rosh would say about that, but those are minor differences. In other words, none of those are ma'akev. You could say Shalom Rav when you need Sim Shalom or the reverse.
Yeah, no, but
Ata Kidashta. In other words, you're bringing a good raya. I'm not, I don't mean to. I think what you're saying is a good raya. I don't know if the Rosh would agree. Maybe the Rosh would say not. Maybe the but the point is that either way, those are not integral distinctions. But what I think you're pointing out, perhaps I think is a good point, and maybe it's we don't paskin like this Rosh. We do say Ritzei after Shabbos is over, and in a sense, if you wish, what you're suggesting is that we it's l'shitaseinu, we're consistent in that in Tashlumin we say Shalom Rav or Atah Kidashta or the like. Good. So that's good. Maybe, I don't know, maybe the Rosh wouldn't say that. Now then the Rosh brings another Raya. He says that the Tosefta teaches us that if you follow the view of Rabbi Yossi, this is Machlokas HaTanayim. If I'm eating a weekday meal and then Shabbos starts, what do I need to do? Rabbi Yudis says, Paris Mapo Makadesh. So you bench, you make Kiddush, have a new meal. Shmuel says, Paris Mapo Makadesh. But Rabbi Yossi says, you keep on eating. You just continue. And then what do? Then you bench and you say Kiddush. So the Tosefta says, in your Birkas HaMazon, what would you say? Ritzei. So if you say Ritzei for that Birkas HaMazon, so of the meal that started Friday and what you benched on Shabbos, so too, the reverse should also be true. If you started the meal on Shabbos but you benched during the week, you shouldn't say Ritzei. That's the next Raya that the Rosh brings. This too is a paladikaraya, because in that case, you've actually eaten on Shabbos, right? You ate bachol, you ate b'Shabbos. This, in fact, is your Suda Shabbos. You're not having another Suda Shabbos. So maybe I'll say that in the case where I started eating on Shabbos and I continue bachol, or I benched bachol, the mechayev's an erev, the mechayev is the Shabbos eating. So I say Ritzei. And in that case, the Mechayev is also the eating on Shabbos. So I also say Ritzei. So why did the Rosh think he has a Raya from there? So the answer is, if we read the Rosh carefully, is because the Rosh held that Hakol Holich Achar Haschala. That's the alternative view, right? That's the view he's rejecting. He's saying, what's the tzad to say Ritzei? The sad to say Ritzei is because we look at the Haschala. So that would mean then that if you started during the week, you should omit Ritzei. And yet Rabbi Yossi says, you say Ritzei. So we see, we don't go Basar the Haschala. We go Basar the Zman HaBracha. And so too over here. Now the Rosh saw two options. Option one is Basar Haschala. Option two is Basar Shas Bracha. And from the Tosafta, I could prove that we go Basar Shas Bracha. That's why you say Ritzei when you started Bechol. So Tumamela, I should prove that you don't say Ritzei when you started on Shabbos. Those are the two. Now, it could be that the Cholkim disagree. The Cholkim say no. The Cholkim say that if there's more than one Mechayev, so then the Birkas HaMazon has to account for that. So when I start during the week, I ate a kazayas during the week and a kazayas on Shabbos. So I say Ritzei, because the kazayas on Shabbos is Mechayev Let's say, if the opposite is true as well, if I started on Shabbos and I also ate during the week, well, the Mechayev of the Kazayas and Shabbos says Ritzay, right? And that's why, you know, let's say if you hold like our practice that we say Ritzay, that's why it's not a Kasha from the Tosefta. Yes?
Couldn't you say that the reason we say Ritzay at Shalosh Shudas is that we've extended Shabbos? In other words, let's say, Nafkamina, let's say for whatever reason you made Havdalah during middle of Shalosh Shudas.
We'll get there. It's a good question. So the Beis Yosef brings this up. Just let's one step at a time. We're just taking the Beis Yosef,
okay,
the way he presents it. But that's the Mariel Shita. But slowly. So again, the Rush holds that there's two options: either Bas Haschala or Bas Bracha. He proves from the Tosefta, we follow Bracha. Beis Yosef continues, and he quotes Agos Maimonios B'Shem the Maharam, says Tzarch Levarich Al Hanisim. Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos. The Maram held, no. If you started your week, your meal, let's say, in Purim, you bench after Purim is over, you do say Al Hanisim. And you would say Ritzay after Shabbos is over. What's the Raya? Interesting Raya. Rav Tzali, there's two Girsos here. Probably the Raya is the same both ways. Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos Bar Shabbos. So what is his raya? Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos Bar Shabbos. What does that mean, first of all? It means that Rav would make early Shabbos, right? And what would he do? Which one Esrei would he say when you, right? Last Shabbos, I also made an early Shabbos. So what did I do? I weekday Shmon Esrei? No. I daven Ma'ariv early, but I said a Shabbos Shmon Esrei. So too here. Well, what kind of raya is that? I don't understand. That's because it's Zman Ma'ariv of Shabbos. So l'chora, what he means to say, why does he think there's a raya from there? The raya is that what's the mechayev of that Ma'ariv? Leil Shabbos. Even though I happen to be davening early, while it's still light outside, but the mechayev of that tefillah, it's a Shabbos dikka tefillah. Even if you paskin, they daven Ma'ariv from Plag. Still, it's the nighttime, in this case, the Shabbos, that's the Mechayev of that tefillah. So we look at what the Mechayev is. So likewise, by a Suda, what's the Mechayev of the Birkas HaMazon? The Achila B'Shabbos. So Memela, you say Ritzay, or you say Yalav Yava, or you say Al Anisim. We look at the Mechayev. That's what the Maharam holds. What would be if you ate b'chol also? You ate on Shabbos and during the week. I had Shalosh Shudas, I had a kazayas before Shkia and a kazayas after Shkia. Then we would say there's two mechayvim. But for Birkas HaMazon, l'chora, and the mechayv of Shabbos is also mechayv that. That's what I would think. Oh, but then the Orchos Chaim, quoted by the Beis Yosef, says no. The reason why you say Ritzay is you go basar haschala. You have to figure out what they would do with that Tosefta, but it sounds like a little different. As we have the Maram. The Maram Shita is you always go Basar the Mechayev. Whereas the Orchos Chaim says you always go Basar the Haschala. So far we have three Shitas. We have the Rush, that we go Basar the Bracha. We have the Maram, that we go Basar the Mechayev. And we have the Orchos Chaim, who says you go Basar the Haschala. And now we have the Maril, that Moshe mentioned. The Maril writes that De La Svar Zu, he has a kasha on the Rush. I'll read it to you. De La Svar Zu, lo tikshi mitfilas mincha de Shabbos, shakol holech achar haschal sasuda, shabbos zman tfilas mincha avar ben mispal motzei Shabbos, al tashlumen, hech yelech, says the Maril, what's the reason why you could say Ritzay? Because he didn't have a Maril yet. Because he didn't say Havdalah. Mashma, that if you daven Ma'ariv, then you wouldn't say Ritzay. So it's not the pshat that we go basher the haschala. It's not the pshat that we go basher the machayev. It's because we didn't say ma'ariv. Right? The nafkamina would be, as Moshe correctly pointed out, what if you said Abdallah already? Then when you benched, you wouldn't say ritzei. So that's a new svara. Maybe that relates to Tosafa Shabbos. So now we have three svaras why we say ritzei. Right? One is the maharam. We go basher the machayev. Two is the Orchos Chaim, that we go basar the Haschala. And three is the Maril, because he didn't say Abdallah yet. L'chore, there could be a lot of Nafkaminas, right? One Nafkamina is, what if you said Abdallah? Another Nafkamina maybe would be by Rosh Chodesh and Al-Nisim, where there isn't this concept of Abdallah. So if you hold that it has to do with Tosefa Shabbos, so then, I don't know, there's maybe no such thing as Tosefes Rosh Chodesh or Tosefes Purim. And Taka, the Shla says that. The Shla, which is quoted by the Magen Avraham, says, Dafka by Ritzei, but not Yalav Yavo, because there's no mitzvah of Tosefes. Right? So we have three svaros. Now, what's interesting is that the Magen Avraham tries to merge all three reasons. He doesn't think them as three separate reasons. He tries to merge them. And therefore, he thinks that on the one hand, if you said Avdallah, you wouldn't say it anymore, but it would still apply to Al-Hanitzim. He is sort of a different Mahalach that's telling the Seder at Tfilos. Fine. So according to Magen Avraham, there's basically one Svara, which is we follow Haschala, with some caveats. How do we pass on the Shulchan Aruch says you should say Ritzei, because that's Linan Basar Tchila. Now, what the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention, and this is the most common shaila that comes up, is what to do when Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday. Right? And I think that it's a nafkamina, right? What's the reason why we say Ritzei? Okay, we're out of time. Look at that. So there's three opinions on this. So much good things we're going to have to skip. There's three shitos on this. According to Magen Avraham, you say Al V'Yavo. According to Bach, you say Ritzei. And according to the Taz, you say both. What's the logic of the Magen Avraham? Really, in a chenami, you should say Ritzei if you follow those shitos. But there's a... You can't say both because it's a tartu disasri. And everybody would agree you should say Al V'Yavo, because even the Rosh would agree you say Al V'Yavo. So Memela makes more sense to say Al V'Yavo. The Bach says, no, we always follow the Aschala, so you say the Aschala. The Taz says, no, there's no Tarti Desasri here. Why should there be a Tarti Desasri? There's two Mechayivim, right? Out's the Mechayiv of Rosh Chodesh. You make, if you had a Kazayis at night, then you'd make Yalav Yavu Alts Rosh Chodesh. You ate a Kazayis on Shabbos, so that's Mechayiv that would say. There's no Tarti Desasri, Ba'atzem. How do we paskin? So there's no clear Hachara. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham. We definitely don't hold the Bach. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz and the Magen Avraham. Not clear how he paskins. I think, and this is the mashmaus from Rav Moshe, that we say both. But really, the best thing to do, as the poskim says, is to avoid the shaila. And therefore, if you're going to have it, when Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, don't eat bread after Shkia. You could keep on eating, but don't eat bread. If you want to eat bread, don't eat it, because I ask besoch de achilas pras. That's really, ideally, one should avoid that. This also comes up in the shaila about Sheva Brach. It's very common. Right? What happens? Because Sunday weddings are common. Okay, you say Shavuot Brachos after it's over. But we don't have time to discuss that either. Anyway, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem. Next time, Kuf Pei Tes. Moshe, we could talk later, but now I'm going to run to Mincha, okay?
What time?
What time? I'll call you.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Blina, or you could call me.